Yeah, this is a wild one. I mean, I've covered Albany in some form since 2009 or so, and I've covered a lot of arrests of high profile people in New York State government. And even this one, I mean, this was bizarre even by those standards.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, what awaits former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo when he goes before the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic? Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is set to testify about the state's COVID-19 response before House lawmakers. Cuomo is scheduled to speak with the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic on Tuesday. The Democrat resigned under pressure in 2021, months after becoming a national figure early in the pandemic. He continues to face questions about a state order from March 2020 that required nursing homes to accept COVID-positive patients amid a shortage of hospital beds. Well, joining us now to talk about that hearing and some shocking developments in New York politics of late is John Campbell, who covers the Capitol for WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi, Ian. Thanks for having me.
So what are your expectations for what Cuomo will be asked? And we should say this is a public appearance. He's already met with the committee behind closed doors earlier this year.
Not only will Cuomo be testifying publicly, they'll also be releasing the transcripts of these previous interviews that former Cuomo administration officials did with the subcommittee and Andrew Cuomo himself. So there's going to be a lot to come out here. Now, it is kind of a rehashing. I mean, this is an issue that's been told and retold in the media for the last 4 years. It has to do with this March 25th, 2020 order that essentially required nursing homes. It told nursing homes that they cannot reject a patient from being admitted into their facility, a resident from being admitted into their facility solely on the basis of a COVID positive test. And it has been a big time issue for Andrew Cuomo and families of nursing home residents who died of COVID during the pandemic, because those families believe that order had something to do with their loved one's death. The Cuomo administration has pushed back against that for 4 years now, and now we're going to see it play out on a national stage at a public hearing by a congressional subcommittee.
Now, what has been the Cuomo line of defense on that question, right? Because he has long said the state was following the federal guidance at that time.
He has long said the state has followed the federal guidance. He has his administration has made the case that a separate part of state law says that nursing homes, if they were unequipped to handle patients for whatever reason, that they're not required to admit them. That is, you know, the nursing homes have pushed back strenuously against that because this order seemed to be very clear. This March 25th order seemed to be very clear that they cannot reject somebody based solely on a COVID positive diagnosis. So it has been a long-standing battle between all sorts of different factions here, and now it's going to be play out on this big stage. Although this is not going to be some sort of independent hearing with level-headed, nonpartisan questions. I mean, this is a Republican-led panel. Andrew Cuomo is a Democrat, and usually when you see these kinds of hearings, you see, you know, the Democrats stick up for the Democrat who's under oath and the Republicans on the attack. But, you know, Andrew Cuomo doesn't have a ton of Democratic allies anymore. I mean, he resigned amid scandal, and it's really going to be interesting to see if he has anybody coming to his defense.
So that raises the question of why now? We're in the, you know, closing few months of this congressional term, and Andrew Cuomo has been out of office for 3+ years at this point.
Well, I mean, this is, I think if you were to ask the coronavirus pandemic subcommittee, its chair is Brad Wenstrup. He's a Republican from Ohio. They would say, you know, we're trying to get answers for the people whose loved ones died in nursing homes. They deserve as much. Others who might be more critical of this effort might say it's a partisan effort. You saw a Politico report last week that Democrats, top-level Democrats, are warning Democratic colleagues to watch for areas where Republicans might try to tie Andrew Cuomo's handling of the pandemic to Tim Walz's handling of the pandemic. Tim Walz, the Minnesota governor, who is now the vice presidential candidate on the Democratic ticket with Kamala Harris. So there, you know, there's a lot to be on the lookout here, and whether this is a honest effort to get to the truth or if it's a political sideshow, it depends on who you ask.
Does Cuomo face any legal jeopardy from these proceedings?
Well, I mean, anytime you're testifying publicly, presumably under oath, I mean, that is, you got to be careful, you know? I mean, you have to be. So far, nobody has picked up that mantle. There have been many investigations into the handling of the nursing homes during COVID and various other aspects of Andrew Cuomo's handling of the COVID crisis, and has not resulted in any sort of criminal charges. You know, most of these investigations, if not all of them, have been closed without criminal charges. So it is, you know, it would be surprising if something he said on Tuesday changed things, because he already has sat down with interviews, including an hour-long interview with this very subcommittee.
He's not known as someone who loves apologizing, but has he ever, since that March 25th, 2020 order, said anything to the extent of, you know, it was the fog of war and this was what we decided at the time, but you have more information now, you might do things differently? Has he ever, you know, come close to saying that it might have not been the best policy?
No, they have stuck with the idea that it, you know, this was following federal guidance and other states did a very similar thing, and that has been their defense to this point. And, you know, in the fog of war argument, though, there is truth to that. I mean, this order was issued at a time where nobody knew what was happening with the extent of the speed of the spread of COVID. I mean, this was a time where everybody was terrified, and there were real concerns at the time that hospitals might be overrun and we might run out of ventilators for COVID patients who need them. And so there was real concern about maintaining space within hospitals for COVID positive patients. And there was, you know, there's some reporting over the years that showed that the hospitals were involved in helping get this order approved because they were concerned about being overrun. But you know, there are, hindsight is 2020. Cuomo has not, you know, come out and said, no, this was the wrong idea at the time. And in fact, just the opposite. They said this is, you know, what they needed to do at the time because there were very real concerns that the hospitals were going to be overrun.
Now, I don't think it's a secret that Andrew Cuomo would really love to be back in politics. And that leads me to this next question. You know, he's been mentioned as a possible candidate for New York City mayor. As we speak, several of the existing mayor, Eric Adams' top deputies, have had their homes raided. Where do you think this story, which is still developing, leaves Eric Adams heading into a 2025 election year?
Well, it certainly doesn't help him. And actually, for Andrew Cuomo at this point, I mean, this hearing gives him an opportunity to get some face time on the national level. So, you know, it's all kind of coming together at the same time there. Eric Adams, I mean, several members of his administration saw their homes raided or in some way, you know, were subject of a subpoena, et cetera, in the last few days here. And that is serious stuff. I mean, it shows that his administration is under federal investigation. And by the way, we already knew it was under a separate federal investigation regarding his campaign funds. So it is it's very serious for the mayor. And you know, the more that this builds up before he's up for re-election in 2025, and by the way, there's already candidates lining up to primary him aside from Andrew Cuomo, it's a serious problem for him, particularly when New York City has ranked choice voting, which allows people to, you know, rank the candidates that they want from 1 to 5. And it's a tricky system to try to master.
Yeah, you know, we were talking to Errol Lewis on this program the other day, and he was making the point that, you know, there's a lot of paths for Adams to not come out ahead in a ranked choice system. He could, you know, he could be unpopular to the point where people are ranking him low, but he could also face the other candidates making some sort of alliance in the primary, and that would leave him without any room to land.
Yeah, and there's only been one election in New York City with the ranked choice voting system so far, and Eric Adams came out so far ahead that he didn't have to, you know, there wasn't a runoff, anything like that. So he did well in the system before, but, you know, he's had a rocky first term, and that has built up, and there's a lot of he has many challengers already. There are others who are, you know, rumored to be maybe entering the race or thinking about entering the race. People like Jessica Ramos, the state senator from Queens, Zoran Mamdani, the assembly member from Queens. So, you know, it could be very well be a crowded field. And the more and more a drumbeat of negative stories builds up for the mayor, you know, that could cause fewer and fewer people to list him as number one on their ballot.
So, you know, Albany never disappoints. There's always something new, crazy happening. Let's talk about Linda Sun now. She was a former top aide to both Governor Hochul and Governor Cuomo. And a couple of days ago, a really kind of incredible story unfolded where she's accused of having effectively been an agent for the Chinese government and the upper echelons of New York state government. What did you make of that case?
Yeah, this is a wild one. I mean, I've covered Albany in some form since 2009 or so, and I've covered a lot of arrests of high profile people in New York state government. And even this one, I mean, this was bizarre even by those standards. I mean, this is Linda Sun, who was Governor Kathy Hochul's deputy chief of staff and served in various roles in Andrew Cuomo's administration as well, including as a top liaison to the Asian American community. She's accused of basically enriching herself to the tune of millions of dollars that she spent on a Ferrari, on a $3.6 million home on Long Island, on a $2 million condo in Honolulu. And she did it, prosecutors allege, by taking up positions that the Chinese government liked within New York state government, including blocking governors from meeting with Taiwanese officials, including erasing references to Taiwan as a country, because China and Taiwan have been locked in a decades-long feud. And in exchange, prosecutors allege, according to the scheme, Chinese officials or people with ties to Chinese officials helped her husband's seafood exporting business get a foothold in China. And that allowed him to export tons of lobster to China, which netted them millions of dollars that they used on those expensive cars and expensive homes. So it's a really, really wild case. The governor says she is furious. She says she was blindsided by the extent of the allegation. She also says she fired Linda Sun in 2023 after some of this started coming to light within the administration and cooperated with the federal investigation into Linda Sun. The Brooklyn Brooklyn U.S. Attorney's Office says, yes, that is true. The Hochul administration was very cooperative throughout the investigation.
And we should note that the Hochul press office was quick to say that Sun was a holdover from the Cuomo years. But there are some calls for an investigation into how an alleged Chinese agent was able to get so high in New York state government. Do you think that there will be an examination of this when lawmakers are back in January?
Yeah, you mentioned the finger pointing there. The Cuomo spokesperson is also pointing fingers at the Hochul administration, saying, yeah, we hired her, but you promoted her to deputy chief of staff. So there have been calls for investigations, particularly from Senate Republican leader Rob Ort, who's from the Buffalo area. He's a Republican. And they said this is a security failure, and when we need an investigation to figure out what happened. So far, you have not seen the Democrats take up that mantle. Kathy Hochul, the governor, said, well, you know, we have an investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI did a very thorough investigation, and it resulted in this big indictment. You saw Carl Hastie, the Assembly Speaker, say, well, you know, he's confident the governor acted appropriately. They referred it to law enforcement over a year ago. So it does not seem to be that there is any sort of appetite right now among the Democrats who control Albany to launch some sort of internal investigation. That said, you know, there is a 65-page indictment out there that does show the ways that Linda Sun was able to wield her influence.
Okay, let's have some fun before we go. The Bills are 10.5 over-under for wins, and we're speaking before any of the games have been played. And the Jets are at 10. Both will get to 11, true or false?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say false. This is a tricky one because the Bills, not to make this into a gambling segment here, Ian, Bills have the higher over-under, but the Jets are favored to win the AFC East. So that doesn't really add up to me in my head. But, you know, I think the Bills will come out better than the Jets this year, in part because I'm a huge homer as a Buffalo area native and a huge Bills fan, and knowing that you are a sad Jets fan.
Is there any other kind?
But, you know, if I were a Jets fan, I would not have confidence that my 40-plus-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury can make it through the whole year. So I'm going, give me Bills over and Jets under.
If the Jets make a run and they've got some big playoff games, will we see Governor Hochul in gangrene wear?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one because Governor Hochul is a Buffalo area native. She lives in Buffalo now. She is she professes to be a diehard Bills fan and actually has had some controversy about using the state suite at Bills games. I think that she probably would know her duties as governor require her to show some level of support for any New York sports team. But that said, you know, you said if the Jets make the playoffs and make a couple wins, I mean, come on, that's not happening.
We love you, John. John Campbell covers the Capitol for WNYC. Thanks, as always, for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ian.
Okay, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.